Welcome to the Red Pill. Tomorrow is the 14th anniversary of 9/11. So today we are going to talk about what is 9/11. And this is what it is. Right here. Now I'm not talking about the date 9/11. I'm talking about the event 9/11 that happened 14 years ago. And this is what we're going to talk about. And why it is this. Okay? And it's not only 9/11. There's a lot of these things going around from the government. So, anyway, today, Red Pill, 9/11. Let's chat a little about that, and we'll chat a little bit about other things. Here we go.
Okay. We got a good shot.
I hope so. All
right. What's going on, everybody? You're tuned back into the Red Pill with Joseph Peterson of TruthIsScary.com, and I'm Kevin Sabo with Kev Rock Entertainment, and yes, tomorrow.
I have to get pretty here. Okay.
Nah. And yes, tomorrow is, it totally slipped my mind, actually, today. Tomorrow's
9/11 anniversary, 14 years. Wow. Oh, the day that changed the world.
Everything.
Yeah, the day that changed everything. 9/11/01. Magical dates, you know that 9 and the 11 there.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, let's talk about 9/11, Kevin. I'm wearing the shirt, Kevin. Show people your brand new Truth to Scary t-shirt.
I fucking love this.
TruthToScary.com t-shirts we got.
Appreciate that, Joe.
Yeah, man. Definitely. We're going to start selling them again. I have mine, so we're all good. TruthToScary.com. Check it out. Coming soon to RedPillOnline.com, which is going to blow your mind if you really want to learn some stuff. Yeah. But anyway, okay, 9/11. Kevin, you're a young man. You're only 19?
19,
okay. So that means you were 5 years old when 9/11 happened.
Yeah, it took me a long, long time to catch on to that.
So do you have any memories of the day, of the experience?
Oh, of the actual day? No, not the actual day. And to be honest with you, I can't really go far back enough to remember the aftermath of it, of parents explaining to me what might have gone down and everything. I don't really remember it like that. To me, it's almost like somebody who
it's something in the history books.
Yeah, it's almost kind of just like something in the history books that, like, it's almost like I wasn't around for it. I know through, as I got older, watching documentaries. Every year we got to relive this shit, and I would just watch the documentaries. And then it was just the past couple years recently that I woke up to what really happened. And once I did, it was like, oh, Jesus, that was so blatantly obvious. I feel like an idiot.
And once you look back at it, you can look back and say, geez, how did they fall for that? Mm-hmm. But anyway, so for me, it was a little different. You kind of were lucky as far as I'm concerned.
In what way?
You didn't get to see it live.
Oh, yeah.
Now, me, I'm lying in my bed, hanging out, just waking up one morning, the morning of 9/11. And I think it was one of my buddies, one of my roommates or something downstairs, goes, turn on the fucking TV. You're not going to believe what's on. I had a TV in my room. I fucking flipped it on. And, of course, it was on every channel. So no matter what I turned on, the minute I turned it on, there it was. And the first image I see, literally, is a fucking plane going in to the tower. Now, the first one had already happened.
Yeah, yeah.
This fucking second one going in, I'm going, holy shit. What's wrong with that guy? It says he fucked up or something, and then I realized, you know, it's like, oh, that wasn't an accident.
Wait, was this before you were awake?
I was awake to the point that I knew of, because I'd been through the music business and all that shit, so I knew of the Illuminati. I knew who controlled the world.
Yeah.
Okay? I knew that there was a secret cabal of people who kind of controlled them. It was pretty obvious with the money, especially after working in the music business and actually running into these fucking devil worshippers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I knew of them. I knew all about them. Remember, 2001 was after my run in the music business. Yes, I knew about them. Okay. I didn't make the connection that they were behind that at the moment.
So, at that time for you.
It's like, yeah, I knew about that shit. And it was almost like it was really literally almost a year I had been out of the music business. And I was always at the point where I didn't want to think about that because I had really encountered it.
Yeah.
You know, not the banker part, but the ones in the entertainment business, which are fucking crazy, you know.
Right.
So I had already encountered it, and I did kind of want to put it out of my mind. And I didn't make the connection that the guys who ran the music business were the same guys who ran the world. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I finally, 9/11 and all that was what made me start making the connection of all of it. The whole big fucking picture. You know what I mean?
Going back to that day for you, like we were talking about, though, at that point, you turn on the TV, you see what's going on.
Right.
At that point, did you think it was a legitimate terrorist attack?
I thought it was a fucking drunken guy, a bad pilot.
Oh, just a bad pilot.
I literally did. I said, how the fuck the guy hit a tower? And then, you know, as you see the news reports and what's... But what got me, and I will tell you, I did know there was something fishy about it. Not when the plane hit, but when the towers collapsed, okay? When they went down, the first thought in my head literally was, there is no fucking way a plane took down those towers.
Yeah.
I said, no fucking way. No matter what they say, a plane did not take down those towers. And I was suspicious right from the start. I mean, literally, that was the first thought in my head. And I said it. People who were in the room with me will tell you. When those went down, my mouth went open and I said, no fucking way. No fucking way did a plane take down those towers.
Yeah.
Now, not to say that afterwards I wasn't sort of buying into the whole thing about terrorists
mm-hmm.
and Muslims being bad people and all that. For a short period of time, I was a little angry because I'll tell you why. I used to work in New York and I worked in the towers.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, no, I worked in the American Express. For American Express and the towers. I was a waiter, but still, one of my assignments was the towers. I mean, I was a waiter in New York for a long time. That's how I supported myself when I was starting out in the music business. I did catering gigs. So anyway, yeah, and I loved it. I used to love when they would assign me over to the American Express building because I got to tell you, if you've never been to the 50th floor of the Twin Towers and seen the view, you really missed out, and now you won't ever get to see that. But I used to love working in the towers. It was a beautiful building. Had a lovely atrium underneath. It was a very cool experience to be up there on the 50th floor and look out the fucking windows. I mean, American Express had all windows. It was really nice, and I used to like working there. And I lived in New York City for a few years, so I liked that area. I used to go down Canal Street and hang out, and it was really cool. So when they went down, I really kind of felt it. And the worst thing for me was when I went down there in November, like right around Thanksgiving. So it was about 2 months later.
Yeah.
And there used to be this spot in Canal Street in New York. I don't know if you know, but it's at Chinatown. And you could look down it and you could see the towers at the end. And it was used to be an amazing sight. And I can't even talk about it now. I used to do that when I lived in New York. It would be the coolest thing. I used to go look at the fucking towers. It'd be great. So I did that day when I went down there. And I'll never forget just the atmosphere of New York after that happened. It was like empty. It was like the heart was pulled out of it. Like that city is always bustling. And even though I'm sure the noise was there, the silence in that area. And when I looked down the streets and the fucking towers weren't there, really hit me, you know? So for me, 9/11 was, at that point, was a very touching experience. I was very upset by it.
Yeah.
Because I lived in New York, you know what I mean? I felt like it was close, but it was close to home. We're in Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
So even when I didn't live there, I used to visit a lot. So that affected me a lot when I went down that street and saw that the towers weren't there. So I don't know if it was, I guess it was probably 2005 when I finally started to really look into it. It was always in the back of my mind, but I was busy. Actually, during those times I was ill, I had hepatitis, so I was really, my physical health wasn't that great. So I was focusing on that, but I would say around 2005 was when I really started to look into it. That was when YouTube came around and those videos started coming out. Let me just breathe there for a minute. And then, I started researching. You know what I mean? Because I always had that in the back of my mind. The fucking planes did not do that. The fucking planes did not do that. And then you would see these videos on YouTube. And you would see where the squibs, you could see the explosions go off in the tower. You know what I mean? When you zoomed in.
Mm-hmm.
So as the tower was falling, right before a level would fall, you'd see these little pops, and they were like together. They weren't random. They were like two at a time. Little pops, like explosions were going off on each floor. And so those were some of the videos that made me think, well, maybe there are some fucking bombs involved in this.
Yeah.
You know, that's my first thought. Bombs were involved. And especially with Building 7. Now, that from the start, you could tell was a bullshit because no planes hit it.
Yeah.
And it went down. But what most people seem to forget about 9/11, okay, is the other bullshit they pulled off. I mean, anyone who's in the truth movement, and even people these days, I think we're talking about it.
Yeah.
They almost accept it as much as the JFK. Mm-hmm. It's not that to that point where people realize that it was a setup. You know, we can get deep into how they actually did it.
Well, it's what they call the three stages of truth, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
What are the stages again? It's that first people deny it.
Denial.
And then they start to like warm up to it a little bit more. But eventually the third step is once enough time has passed, it's accepted.
Acceptance.
But like with everything else, there are people that back when, you know, there was the moon landing, there were people that said back then, experts, that didn't look real. Back when JFK was first shot, they said that's not real. So
even 9/11, right away, there were people out there sounding the alarm. Yeah.
So there are always those people, those people who are not only, you can don't just say are awake, but, you know, especially in certain situations you're dealing with, professional people, trained eyes, people who know what they're talking about, and they see something immediately say that doesn't look right. Yeah. And, you know, a lot of people think that it always took years and years of conspiracy videos coming out to finally click, but it's not always the case.
No, not always at all. And what people forget is not only did they pull off 9/11 where they killed 3,000 people, my theory on 9/11 is that it was set up beforehand. Those explosives were in there. They were already put in there, C4 explosives. And for those people who don't know, there is an interview I read with a guy named, or saw online with a guy named Paul Laffoley, who was involved in the building of the towers. And he literally said that A1, the Bin Laden companies, were involved in constructing the towers, and B, that he was approached by one of the contractors saying, do you want us to put explosives in the beams? Because that's what they're doing now in Vegas for when they want to take the buildings down. They're already outfitted with the C4, and then they just push a button.
Oh, you're saying for when you're actually doing a proper demolition, where they don't want to have
the building
to stand. Yeah.
For casinos. Literally in the 70s, they were building casinos with C4 in the beams so that when they wanted to destroy them, they could just hit a button.
Oh, okay.
So
that kind of ended up having a multi-purpose.
Yeah. He was approached by contractors.
Well, this one I never heard, actually.
Yeah, well, you can look it up. Paul Laffoley, architect of 9/11 buildings or whatever, the Twin Towers.
Right.
But anyway, he said he was approached by contractors if they wanted to do that. Now, he never gave them an answer. Because he got fired off the project because he proposed to them that they build a bridge between the two towers. And they thought he was fucking nuts and they fired him off the program. But he said at one point he was approached by contractors whether they wanted to put C4 in the beams, build the building with C4 in the beams or not.
Like, so then you figure they just went through with that once they fired
him?
Well,
what I also, probably, but maybe not at that point, but what I also found out is that 2 weeks before 9/11, the whole building was shut down for quote-unquote a security check. And there were workers in there on the weekend doing stuff, and nobody knew what they were doing. So my feeling is, they were probably in there fixing up and getting them ready.
Yeah.
You know, because anybody who looks at 9/11, let's say you, who never heard anything about it, and you just looked at that footage. They said, here, some footage. What do you think of this? Mm-hmm. Let's say before the planes hit. I mean, or after the planes hit, when it just went down. Mm-hmm. That's a controlled demolition.
Yeah.
That's a controlled demolition. That was controlled. That went straight down. That's how those things work. Just look at any time when they destroyed like the Mirage or any of those hotels in Vegas, the Sands. Look at how they went down and then look at how the towers went down. They went down the same way. So as far as I'm concerned, it was explosives. As far as who did it, everybody thinks the government did it. The government didn't do it. I mean, the government knew about it. I'm sure certain. Remember when they do things, they only tell certain people.
Right.
So maybe one or two people, I would assume Dick Cheney knew. But they didn't actually plan it and do it. I mean, this was carried out by someone else. You know, the bigger government, the shadow government did this. Not George Bush. Come on, yeah. That moron.
No, yeah, no, not him himself.
Right, but that's what they think, right? They blame Bush.
Yeah,
right?
I'm sure they Come were on, all
clued that fucking
in.
Moron couldn't plant a firecracker. You know, he couldn't light a firecracker properly. How the hell is he going to blow up buildings? But, you know, it was plotted, and it looks like it was carried out by Mossad. So for me, I mean, if you want to look at who did 9/11, I mean, to me, it's obvious it was done an explosion. It was a setup. It was an explosion. The planes were a diversion, just to make you think that. It was the country that was behind that was either Saudi Arabia or Israel. And that's all I'm going to say. There's only really two culprits you can think of who actually backed the money and did it. Do you know what I mean? We all know who told them to do it and why they did it. But somebody had to go in there and actually do it.
Right.
And it looks like those two were the culprits. But what people forget is actually the Pentagon and that fake ass rescue thing they pulled off. The other two plane, right? The other two hijackings that happened.
Yeah.
Now, anybody who looks at what happened at the Pentagon can tell that that was a missile shot into the side of the Pentagon done on purpose.
Yeah.
By the government. Guaranteed that was done to destroy some. As a matter of fact, there was shit that got destroyed in that. That was very like important to like something like $3 trillion being lost by the Pentagon. So you understand that was fake too. There was no plane.
That was one of the most ridiculous.
Yeah,
ones.
And for anybody who believes that, they're full of shit. I mean, if you look at it, the whole, I mean, the building wouldn't take down the Pentagon. The plane didn't take down the Pentagon, but it took down the towers, right?
Yeah, no, a plane would have done much more damage to the fucking Pentagon.
Yeah, it was a small hole and there's no surveillance footage. Oh, the Pentagon has no surveillance around it?
I was just about to say that.
Come
on. They have one little, I mean, I've seen security footage, but I've seen one video and it's from a side angle looking like a regular like middle class family that makes a little bit more money wanted to put a fucking webcam outside their house just to be safe. Like that's what it looked like. And also you see the explosion go off and you don't see the plane. And I guess the excuse for that is, you know, back it's like a shitty camera, so it was like fidgety, the footage. It just went so quick you couldn't see it. But no, I've listened to it. I listened to him break down the science with the wings and everything and the size of the plane itself. There is no way that it would have made that. I mean, not that it was like a tiny hole, but it was not the size of a plane. No. A plane would have done much more damage. No. There's just nothing about that fucking day added up.
No. So the internet, we could pretty much say, I mean, I don't know about you and I. So we know that, and also that fake rescue with the hijack, you know, they took over the hijack. They never found any plane wreckage. You know, remember that, where the people were calling from their cell phone?
Oh, yeah, then they made a movie about that, right?
That's so fake.
Yeah.
So fake. So that whole day was nothing but a big, giant stage production, right? Realistically. Yeah. And the people fell for it, and it allowed the government to put in the Patriot Act. What most people don't know is the Patriot Act was sitting in a drawer ready to be signed. Because literally, how long did it have ready? Within 3 days? Oh, we got this Patriot Act ready. We're going to protect our country.
I don't remember exactly, but it was almost immediate, yeah. Right?
They had it in a drawer ready to go. They were waiting for it, okay? So 9/11, it really changed everything, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, for me, it got me started on this path right here. Like I said, in 2005, I really started to explore it. And then that thing led to another and one to another. By the time I got out to L.A. in 2009 and really wanted to become an activist because I had no fucking job and nothing better to do, the first people I got involved with were the We Are Change people, which are big on 9/11 truth. I hooked up with We Are Change L.A. out there. So I got a great education from a lot of these guys. As a matter of fact, one of the guys, big shout out to Nelson, made this shirt, and he was selling them out there.
Oh, okay.
And he made the Truth is Scary shirts for me. He used to have a little T-shirt.
Fantastic. Business. Thank you.
So he really educated me a lot on 9/11 and why the reasons for it happening and other theories about actually how there was something called thermite in the beams and how the planes actually might not have actually even hit the tower. I mean, there's all kinds of theories out there. And believe me, talking to these people, you get them all. After listening to everybody, some people said the planes were a holograph. I mean, nuclear bombs from up. You know, basically, it wasn't a nuke. It's just there was so much explosion, so many explosives that created that radioactive shit.
Yeah, I don't want to get off topic, but real quickly, what do you think about that whole theory that there were no planes?
I don't think so. I think there were planes. I think they were used as a diversion.
No, I wasn't there. I only saw it on television. Anything could be edited. That's why I don't put too many things, you know, past anything. But the only thing I will say about that is I don't know if – I would assume you must have seen this clip where they broke down one of the most famous clips of the plane going into the building.
That's probably the one I saw.
And at first it was only analyzed as this little spark that went off under the plane before it hit the building. That was the big
thing. That was a little bomb. That was in that movie In Plain Sight, right?
Right. That was the big thing. At first, for that particular clip, that was the only one that was analyzed at first. Because I would go back and I watched 9/11 documentaries that were a little bit further back. But most recently, I watched a video where they broke it down and they showed you how where the wing should have been in terms of foreground and background with the buildings. And it should have been going... It should have been in the foreground as it is going, and one of the wings is actually in the background when it is clearly in the foreground. Like, the plane goes behind a building, and they said that that was an editing glitch. Now, like,
I'm
not sold on it 100%. All I've noticed is that when they did play that, I did notice that an object in the foreground, the wing, went behind a building as if it was in the background, but it was too close to be in the background.
I know what you're saying, like it was superimposed.
So some of it still, I don't know about you, some of it still is a little bit of mystery to me because...
What I'm thinking though is there's got to have been people walking the streets who looked up and actually saw a plane hitting. I mean, I don't know.
That's what I always say.
I mean, I know there's got to be people who literally actually were close enough who were there. I mean, fucking at that time of day, there's a ton of people out on the streets around the World Trade Center.
Yeah, that's what I always say. Like,
so, I mean, somebody had to look up and see a fucking plane hit the building, you know?
Yeah, because if there were no planes that hit the building, then you would have tons of people saying that it was a straight-up demolition.
Yeah, I mean, there had to be people who literally were there, especially the second one.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. See, that kind of takes it a little too far. To me, I like to keep it simple.
Yeah.
I look at it, it's a controlled demolition, okay? Now, who pulled that off? I don't know how they did it, you know, whatever, but it's obvious. There were explosives inside the things, you know, the support beams. And you could see it. I mean, just the way it went. So that, to me, it's very simple.
Yeah.
It was a controlled demolition. So anything beyond that is just details.
Yeah.
All I know is that the planes didn't take it down. It wasn't fucking Bin Laden. And that's all I need to know.
Mm-hmm.
Now, who was it? And why did they do it? That's what I wanted to figure out. And that's what I've been studying all these years. Who was it and why they wanted to do it? Now, I figured it out. I mean, we all have kind of figured it out. They wanted it because they needed to start putting in the police state.
Yeah.
And more surveillance on us so they could get to the point that they are now. They actually needed this to get to 2012.
Yeah.
Okay. If you really look at it, this was the in-between this and September. Oh, of course, they had the, 2012. Because...
Mm-hmm.
December 21st, 2012, people don't know it was a huge date. So this set up for that, okay? So we're over the last, 2012, that was 11 years. They put in all the surveillance that they needed. They started using drones. I mean, if you look at what happened from 9/11 to December 21st, 2012, and you know what their grand scheme is, you can see how they're laying the groundwork over these last years since 9/11. That's what opened the door for them to do it. Okay, the 2012 thing was more of a cosmic thing that happened. It was more of their deadline to start, kick off the New World Order because the way the stars were aligned and what it was the end of the age.
Mm-hmm.
So the end of the age, they felt, was the time to start the new age, which is their New World Order. I mean, literally, December 21st, 2012 was the switch from the age of Pisces to the age of Aquarius.
Yeah.
So the age of Aquarius is supposed to be the age of unity, oneness, love, brotherhood, harmony, understanding, which is true, but you can get that in many different ways. So that was the kickoff to their campaign, let's say, the New World Order. Now you can even look at it. Now here we are in 2015 on September 10th, and we could see how even since December 21st, 2012, how they've even put in more and more. Things have really accelerated.
Like, no disguising it at this
over
point.
The last 3 years, right?
It's just gone right down fucking hell.
Anybody who knows, because the stupid public are still paying too much attention to, you know, what's on sale at the store and what's the latest fucking movie and all that.
Yeah.
But and that's how it always has been prophesized to happen. I mean, these guys are just fulfilling prophecy. So 9/11 was the first one, then December 21st, 2025. I think we're coming up on another one.
I mean, another major scale.
A major event. Yeah, another major event. I mean, I don't know about you, but a fucking shooting every other day, you know, there's a, I mean, literally some kind of mass killing or shooting somewhere lately that they're publicizing, right? A lot of them are false flags. A lot of them are just incidents that happen that they decide to focus on. You know what I mean?
Well, they still garner a great amount of attention, though. It's, to stir up a lot of shit.
You know.
No matter how smaller they are than 9/11, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is it. They have to keep the public distracted with a bunch of little stupid bullshit.
Yeah.
I mean, what about this dumb woman who wouldn't give out gay marriages, you know?
Yeah.
Remember the, you know, of course they're still showing Seattle. Let's face it. You know how they're going to portray her in the media. You know what I mean? As a, I hate to say it, like an ignorant, kind of stupid god. You know what I mean? You know, they're going to really push on that.
Yeah.
Southern, you know. So they're going to come out and they're seeing her as a hero and look at her. You know what I mean? You know they're going to.
Yeah.
Because that's part of their game. You know what I mean? Now religious people are looking bad. You know what I mean? They want religious people to look bad. So that's, you know, that's all part of the New World Order thing. So they got all these little distractions, the reporter shooting, and they got this lady with the that, this, that, and the other. Every other day, there's a new fucking distraction for the people to keep their mind off what's really going on.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I think, you know, 9/11 was not the first false flag ever pulled off, and I know we talked about false flags last week. But false flags have been something they've been doing for years. This was just a real large scale one.
Yeah.
I mean, Kennedy was a false flag. Back in the day, even the Titanic was fake. I hate to tell you, that was meant to kill some bankers. The Titanic was fake. The Lusitania, the thing that started World War I, was fake. The thing that started World War II was fake. The thing that started Vietnam, Tonkin, was fake. All fake attacks. Even the thing that started that Hitler, the Reichstag fire, fake, false flag. He did it himself and blamed it on somebody else. That's what a false flag is. You do it yourself, you blame it on somebody else. Create a problem, reaction, solution. Problem, reaction, solution. They create the problem. Then there's a reaction. Then they come and create the solution.
To the problem that they themselves created.
Created, yeah.
You know?
And it's a simple formula, and I don't know why that, because most humans don't. Aren't thinking logically, but it's a real simple formula and it applies to almost anything. Problem, reaction, solution. I could do it. I do it in business all the time. You know what I mean? People do it all the time. It's to get things moving, get things done the way they want them to, you know? Yeah. So the agenda was pushed at 9/11, you know, pretty much. That was the beginning of the end, really. So if you look what happened, I know a lot of you are young out there, and you, like, you're probably in Kevin's position where you really didn't experience, but I got to tell you, it was a horrible thing to live through.
Yeah.
With all the fucking vigils, and dude, they were pushing that patriotism down your fucking throat. You know, oh, God, it's disgusting. I just got so tired of it, especially when you realize that it was fake.
Yeah.
By the five-year anniversary, I knew. And then all these people, I'm like, people, shut up, wake up. You know, wake up. It was fake. It's fake. Wake up. But, you know, I think more people now are, you know.
I'd say like most of the internet.
That's what did it. I mean, what happens is for every reaction, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Mm-hmm. So, yes, they pulled off a 9/11 false flag that was gave them the ability to get this New World Order cranking. But what happened on the other side was a bunch of people woke up, and it really kind of started this truth movement in a more organized fashion.
Right.
Because people could then rally around one incident.
Yeah.
So it was really the truth movement started around 9/11. People were rallying around the truth, trying to find the truth about 9/11. So it gave them a common cause and a common enemy. In other words, we had been out there. People who knew about the truth had been out there for a long time. Even me, I knew about the Illuminati and all that shit. A lot of people have. Alex Jones been broadcasting since 1997, telling people about the New World Order was coming.
Yeah.
But this incident kind of brought us together. Do you know what I mean? Because we could then get behind one cause. And then what happens is you get behind that one cause and you start finding about, you find other activists. And this is what happened to me. Then I found the chemtrail activist.
Right.
Michael Murphy through the 9/11 activism. And then I learned about chemtrails. And then I found the fluoride activists. amongst the 9/11 people, because all the activists started joining. That's how I found the marijuana legalization activists.
Right.
Everybody was joining around the 9/11 banner, you know what I mean? But that's how I met all GMO people, you know, because it was weird. All the activists seemed to rally around 9/11. So that opened up the doors for everybody. So now once you, that kind of got a lot of people into the rabbit hole.
Yeah.
And I'm really glad. I'm really, really glad it did. It was a horrible thing. It was a horrible, horrible tragedy, and I want to pay tribute to those people who died and sacrificed their lives. It was a blood sacrifice. Mm-hmm. It's just like the Holocaust. People, please don't get offended, but the word Holocaust means burnt offering.
Yeah.
It was a sacrifice to the deity to get what they wanted, because that's what they do. They needed a large 3,000 sacrifice. Any of these big, you know, that's what they needed. And it worked. So, but yeah, I do pay tribute to those people, and I feel sorry for them. Like I said, you could see the way earlier I reacted to it was a horrible, horrible experience for me.
Yeah.
Horrible. Horrible. And that's why now I'm so dedicated to spreading the truth. Because these bastards, you know, that's what really made me realize how sick and how really determined they were to put this in.
Zero empathy.
Zero empathy for the 3,000 people who died.
Yeah, zero empathy. You got to kill a couple thousand people. That's what we got to do. We'll look at what it accomplished for them.
Look what we'll get it.
You know, I never fucking hear the end of it. You know, I fucking leave my bag unattended on a ferry for 5 minutes so I could go to the bathroom. I come back and I'm getting bitched at. Well, you can't do shit like that after 9/11. Now since 9/11. And it's like, oh, my God. Yeah.
And a lot of that is conditioning. I mean, because, look, TSA has never caught a fucking terrorist in their lives. And the only one they ever caught was the shoe bomber that was a setup by the CIA. Mm. So we'd have to take our shoes off on a fucking plane. TSA's never caught a terrorist. They're just put in there to condition you to be searched.
Yeah.
To get used to being searched every time you get on a plane, or get used to being searched. And now they're moving it forward to what? Sporting events. Dude, you're going to have to be searched everywhere you go from now on. Every fucking where, even a movie theater.
I'm not getting a fucking cavity search to see a giant
game. No, not
game.
Cavity, but you know, they're going to do the wand and the pat down like they do at the airport.
Yeah. No, but they still do get pretty, you know.
Never have with me.
No, but it's too much.
It is. It's ridiculous. I've been traveling for years. They never used to fucking do that shit.
No.
It was all because of a false flag. That's what they wanted, though. They need. Look, dude, this is all about turning humans into fucking, like, robots, I hate to say it, where they control everything. And I mean, look at what they're doing now. I mean, we can get into current times. I'm looking, you know, at the weather in itself and how extreme it is. What was the temperature here yesterday?
Yesterday it was, I was told it was the hottest day of the year. I don't know.
It was what?
I think it was 90? Like 90, 91.
What's the temperature today?
I'm not sure, but it's a lot.
60, right?
Yeah, it's a lot cooler.
So you got about a 30-degree drop in temperature in one day on the East Coast.
Yeah.
In Japan, they all of a sudden just had 24, I think it was 12 feet of water in 24 hours.
Holy shit.
Houses are flying down the hilltop. I mean, they're underwater, and they say it's going to last a few days. If you look all over the place, there's all kinds of extreme weather. And you wonder if that's being created, or if you wonder if it's just the aftermath of them fucking with it for so long that now the whole ecosystem is fucked.
Yeah, it could be either way.
Yeah, you know, and that these things are not happening randomly, like Mother Nature doesn't work the way it used to. I don't know, like it's broken.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it seems like it's fucking broken, like they broke it obviously, with all the chemtrails and the HAARP and shooting all the shit into the atmosphere that they shoot.
Anything unnatural will not go.
Yeah, I don't know, but I mean, we're living in a day of almost like we're entering a new world. Anybody who's really on the cusp can see that we are entering a new world. I mean, I'm reading about Donald Trump, and even he's sending out little messages. I guess he's went to a rally, and the theme song that he played for his rally, "The End of the World as We Know It."
Yeah,
that's he came out to that music. It's the end of the world as we know it. And I'm going to tell you something. If Donald Trump gets elected, it is. And dude, the more I'm seeing, we talked about The Simpsons last week. I actually think it could be a possibility. I really think when he signed that pledge, he made a fucking deal with the devil, and he's going to be their nominee. I really do.
What kind of a fucking really song is that to come out to as a politician?
Right. The End of the World as We Know. R.E.M. ripped him for it. But yes, he did. He came out to The End of the World as We Know It. And it sure as hell will be.
Everyone else's songs are fucking strength and fucking power. And let's get out and get them. Eye of the Tiger. Not that Frankie Sullivan wasn't, you know, pissed about that too. But still, like, yeah. The End of the World. Like, is that supposed to be positive?
No.
What the fuck?
He's sending a message, brother. If Donald Trump gets elected.
I know that that's how they do it. I know that they have that like code of ethic where they have to be honest in a roundabout way, but that's not it's getting less and less roundabout. It's getting more right in your fucking face. And everybody else that's just there like, "Oh, it's the end of the like what?" Come on. And I love listening to Donald Trump talk
shit. I love him.
You know, but
but not as president, dude. I mean, it's great right now for a joke, but you know, really, what the fuck? Why not? Everybody's, I guess the polls of the sheep are saying that they want somebody who doesn't have political experience. They're tired of career politicians.
Yeah.
And the Republicans are putting up people like that. You have three candidates who have no political experience, and those are the three that are leading.
Yeah.
So the Democrats better smarten up and put somebody in there like a business person.
Yeah.
Because Hillary Clinton ain't going to, that was their chosen one. And she fucked up. She fucked up. She was the one who was supposed to put in the last part of the New World Order. I don't see her as president. Because, you know, even though I don't believe in the elections. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I know
that
they're chosen. That's why presidents
really
are selected, not elected.
Yeah.
But I don't really believe in them, but I do believe who's ever put in there as the leader of the U.S. will end up being the leader of the New World Order. You know, one of the top dogs.
Yeah.
The U.S. is, you know, because they're putting it in soon, dude. This shit that's going down at the U.N. this September, they're putting a whole resolution together about sustainability and shit like that. It's basically next step of Agenda 21.
Yeah.
And they're asking all the countries to sign it, even though they're saying it's voluntary. But read it. This big meeting that's starting at the UN that's going through December is going to change the world. And if we're smart, we should get down to New York City and fucking protest or do something out there.
Yeah.
I mean, we are near the United Nations building, and they are all down there soon. I mean, there'd be a huge meeting down there. I'm going to get with Michael Murphy. I know he's going to be there. And I know a lot of it happening in France, but some of it does happen in New York. So, yeah, a lot of the treaties and shit that's being signed at the end of this year are really going to affect the future. There's a big chemtrail one where they're actually going to try and legalize geoengineering. So they make it legal. And they can just do it with impunity. You know what the fucking world is going to be like then? You know, I hate to keep talking like this, you know, get ready, get prepared. But look, I just, you know, like I said, don't get scared. Do not be afraid. Look at me. I am happy. I'm glad this shit is happening. I'm not afraid of the police state. I'm not afraid of martial law. I'm not afraid of anything. I'm really not. Because it's out of my control.
Yeah.
It really is. I mean, all I can do is be aware, prepare for it. And if I want to leave and go somewhere, that's up to me.
Yeah.
I can leave right now. I have enough fucking money in the bank to get on a plane and go to any place I want in this world. Anywhere. Right now.
Yeah.
I choose not to because I want to be here and see this.
You'll wait till
I could go to a fucking mountain on Japan right now. China or something. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? And be with the monks.
Right.
I have enough money to do it. But I don't think it's time yet.
Yeah.
It's not time. And I want to be around here for this. It's weird. It's a weird thing. I have to witness it. I already have a spot. You know that.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter. All I got to do is just hop on a plane and go there. But, you know, I'm just waiting for the right time.
Yeah.
I feel like right now my job duty is here.
Yeah.
You know, to get this word out.
Do you feel like, I don't know if this is like me talking out of my ass, but it kind of seems to me like people are increasingly, I mean, when Obama was elected, that was a huge deal. And then the next election, like we knew Obama was just going to get elected right again. But now we're getting to a point where so much has happened since then. And so many people have woken up since then because it went from, I remember that period. I remember before that period, before Obama, And I remember, you know, getting into conspiracy, getting into truth, you know, as a young kid, just thinking it was interesting, like, oh, one day this will happen. And then slowly it was like, oh, wait, no, shit, this is happening. That is happening. Okay, it's coming in faster than I thought. And it kind of seems to me at this point that, you know, maybe obviously not the majority, but it seems like a good amount of people to me are not taking the presidential election seriously.
No.
I mean, if you look at the fact that a 15-year-old kid, these nuts,
can get a poll position,
and he's got 9%. Not that that's huge or nothing, but the fact that he got any
recognition. But that's us rebelling.
Yeah,
that's the Twitter generation, the social media rebelling against the fucking system.
Yeah,
which is a good thing. It's like, fuck, I'm not voting for anybody. I might as well vote for these nuts because I don't like anybody, dude. I don't vote because I don't like anybody.
Yeah,
it's not I just don't like anybody. Yeah. I might vote for Trump just to fuck it, but I don't like to even register. I don't even like my name in the register to vote thing. Yeah, I don't even want my fucking name in there, honestly.
I'm not voting.
I'm only voting for legalized weed. When they do that, that's the only thing I'm going to fucking vote for. Legalized weed. Then I'll put my name in there.
Yeah,
that's worth it to me. Otherwise, I'm not voting for no fucking president. Yeah. Unless maybe if, and that's only if legalized weed is on the same ballot, I told you. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I'm not voting.
Yeah,
I don't want my name. I didn't do the census this year. I hid from the census. I'm not even in the census. I'm not even counted. I don't want to be. I don't want them to. The less they know about me, the better.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, we're just at this point. I mean, when Donald Trump, the guy who had The Apprentice, you're fired, can get 30% of the fucking people to think he'd be a good president.
Yeah.
The world is, you know, it is the end of the world as we know it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, let's see what more stupid shit we can make him believe and go for.
Yeah.
And dude, I can't even watch mainstream TV. No. It's disgusting consumerism crap. I really can't. I can't even watch it. It's freaking garbage. I feel like I've gotten to the point where I'm so far out of the matrix now that I can't even tolerate people who still even think that way.
Yeah. No, it's getting to
that point where I can't even have a conversation with anybody who's really programmed by the matrix.
It's getting a lot tougher for me.
My self-programming has become so strong now that I'm disgusted by the matrix programming. Because I know exactly what it is. It's all fear, but you know what I mean? I'm disgusted by it. And when I talk to people who are really into it, I don't know. I can't even talk to them anymore. I don't know how to describe it.
You know what they say. It's like they can't help it. You can't be mad at them. You can't be mad at someone for not
But I don't
want
to talk to them.
Yeah, no, I don't want to fucking talk to them either. No, of course not.
I can't be mad. I ain't mad at them. Forgive them. They know not what they do. I don't give a shit, but I don't want to talk to them.
Yeah, no, I don't either.
I'm getting to the point where I only want to be around like-minded people now. It's really weird. Like, I only want to hang around like-minded people. I don't like interacting that much with people who are really programmed by the Matrix because I want to just smack them and go, what the fuck is wrong with you? Are you stupid?
Yeah.
So I'm getting to that point where I'm almost feeling like I'm going to have to, like, kind of pull back a little and be more to myself or to my people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Get less social and less interactive unless it's people who are awake. But I think that's how it's going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, there is going to be a more of a separation between the awake and the unawake.
More of a separation.
Oh, yeah. You're going to start seeing it more and more because I'm already starting to feel it within myself. Like, I'm starting to feel different from people.
Oh yeah, I do too.
Because I'm pushing my own self-programming in this. Mm. I feel like I'm evolving, and others aren't. Others are devolving. But that's it. Two sides of every coin. If we're evolving, if certain percentage of the population is evolving, then a certain percentage is devolving. It has to be that way, right? So I can't live with the devolving ones now. You know, and they're starting to come out in the woodwork, people shooting, you know, and you see all the craziness going on.
Yeah.
That's the de-evolution. Whereas you have people like us who are evolving, and it's hard to be around the devolving ones.
Yeah. It's tough, man. It's the being the age that I am now, what I see the most, the toughest, is the obvious. It's just the parents that they get on their kids' cases and push it. And we, you know, we talk about typical shit, like, you know, like, of course, you know, parents and like marijuana and this and this and that. But I just see that's a huge downfall for people who can't be themselves. And that's one thing that's just always, yeah. It's just one thing that's always bugged me.
That's the thing that I've really come to. I have to be myself, yeah. And be true to myself. And I really feel like I'm 100%. There's no double, no two voices in my fucking head anymore.
Right.
I'm single. I'm one person.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like, you're right. That's what the Matrix does. It creates that conflict between who you really are and what they tell you you should be, yeah. And what you have to be.
Yeah, but
and I'm just who I really am now.
Yeah. Who really gets to be them unless you're awake? And usually, of course, it takes you get to adulthood or close to adulthood before you are awake in a lot of cases, because who really gets an opportunity to be themselves? But
kids.
But what I mean by that is the kids that are brought up to believe and do as their parents did. So
right.
is that really them? Like, who knows what potential that individual has
without the programming.
Even just your two parents.
But that's the point of the programming, to limit your potential.
Yeah.
And put you in a box.
Yeah. It's just do
this. In the pod.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, like the Matrix in the fucking little pod. That's what the programming does. And yeah, unless you have parents who raise you outside the programming, you know, there's a lot of people out there who are themselves. You see them. There's a lot of younger people who are now just trying to be themselves. Artists, writers, you.
Mm-hmm.
Look, you're a fucking rapper. You're a writer. You don't care what people think about it. I'm a rapper. I'm a writer. I'm a dude. This is me.
Yeah,
and yeah, you hold a little job to pay the bills, but that's not you. The job ain't you. That you are the rapper, the writer, the singer, whatever the hell, your creator.
Yeah.
That's you, not the guy who works in the, you know, answering the phones.
Thank you.
And it's same with me. I may work for a cannabis school, but that's not me. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's not who I am. And then they want you to get your identity locked up.
I will never identify myself with a position.
And that's money.
I mean?
It's like I win money in the slot machine. Now I'm a slot machine.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I wouldn't.
You know, I go to work every day and I do this, but that doesn't mean that's who I am. That's my work. That's how I pay the bills.
Yeah.
It's how I generate currency.
Mm-hmm.
And people, yeah, they need to learn that, how to be themselves. And I think a lot of people are. And that's good. That's a good thing. The programming is breaking down, Kevin. The Matrix programming is breaking down. The question is, what is the new stuff they want to put in? Are a lot of people going to fall into the new programming, which is the New World Order programming? People like us will keep programming our own heads.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'm at a point where none of that can fuck with me.
Yeah. No, me neither. None of it. Mm-hmm. I'm fearless. That's all you have to be, folks, is fearless. Mm-hmm. Just be fearless. And the first fear you have to overcome is the fear of death. Be fearless, and you will be able to get through anything. Anyway, have we been speaking long enough?
I could have gone a bit longer, actually. But nah, fuck it. No, I'm enjoying this shit. 47 minutes.
Nah, right. We're good. We're good. Okay. So, yeah. So that's our little... One of these days, I will get into the human mind as a computer, and I just have been getting, you know...
Let's do that soon.
Yeah, we will. Well, we will. I want to get the whole thing together a little more, but I will do the...
Because I actually have some shit that I could impart on that one, too. Yeah.
So maybe we'll do that next week, the human mind as a computer. Maybe we'll start thinking about how we can program it and get out of the Matrix programming.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool. All right, so Red Pill, Truth is Scary. Cap Rock Entertainment. Yeah. I'm a little stuttering over my words, but
it's all good.
TruthIsScary.com, Red Pill Online, Kev Rock Entertainment. Check us out on Blog Talk Radio, the TIS Network. We're going to be popping real soon at Truth is Scary on Twitter, Facebook. Just check us all out. Right. Please support.
And for those of you who watch us on YouTube, only check out the videos that we post weekly. We are on Periscope. We do these videos live. You can see them before they are posted on YouTube. Just check in with Twitter and Facebook and all that to see that. And you could tune in live. You hit us up. We'd love to hear from you guys.
Spread the word. Remember, 9/11 is a fucking lie. Truth is scary.com.
Fucking lie.
We'll see you next week.